You have your Bible. Amen. Take it and turn to Nahum, chapter number 2. Nahum, chapter number 2, verse number 1. The Bible says, "He that dasheth in pieces is come up before thy face. Keep the munition. Watch the way. Make thy loins strong. Fortify thy power mightily. For the Lord hath turned away the excellency of Jacob as the excellency of Israel. For the emptiers have emptied them out and marred their vine branches. The shield of his mighty men is made red, and valiant men are in scarlet, and chariots shall be up with flaming torches in the day of his preparation, and the fir tree shall be terrible shaking. The chariots shall rage in the streets, they shall jostle one against another in the broadways, they shall seem like torches, that they shall run like the lightnings. They shall recount he shall recount his worthies. They shall stumble in their walk. They shall make haste to the wall thereof, and the defense shall be prepared. The gates of the river shall be opened, the palace shall be dissolved, and Huzzah shall be fled away captive. She shall be brought up, and her maids shall lead her as with the voice of doves tambouring upon their breasts. But Nineveh is of old like a pool of water. Yet they shall flee away. Stand, stand, shall they cry, but none shall look back. Take ye the spoil of the silver, take ye the spoil of gold, for there is none end of the story and glory out of all the pleasant furniture. She is empty and void, waste in the heart, and the heart melteth. And the knees smite together, and much pain is in all the loins, and the face of them all gather blackness. Where is the dwelling of the lions, and the feeding place of the young lions, where the lion, even the old lion, walked, and the lions whelp, and none made them afraid? The lion did tear in pieces enough for his whelps, and strangled for his lionesses, and filled his holes with prey, and his dens with raven. Behold, I am against thee, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will burn her chariots in the smoke, and the sword shall devour thy young lions, and I will cut off thy prey from the earth, and the voice of thy messengers shall no more be heard." I want to preach just a minute or two tonight, if God will be our help, on this thought: prepare for battle. Prepare for battle. As we live in the day and hour we live, we need to be getting ready, because we know that we have an adversary, which is the devil, who as a roaring lion walketh about seeking whom he may devour. And that person of devourer would be us if we ain't careful. But if we'll keep our mind focused on God and we'll stay in the direction he'd have us go, we can see some magnificent things take place. We see here in Nehemiah, or as Nahum, as he's writing, and he was writing this probably 150 years before it took place. He was warning Nineveh. Now you know the story. Nineveh, praise God, Jonah had done been there. He didn't want to go, but God convinced Jonah that he needed to go to Nineveh, and he needed to preach the destruction. He needed to tell Nineveh that they was going to be destroyed, praise God, to the ground. You know the story. Jonah got on a boat headed for Tarshish, 180 degrees opposite direction, going just away, as far away from Nineveh as he could. But God got a hold of his heart on that boat. He ended up in the belly of a whale for 3 days and 3 nights. And when God puked him out on dry ground, praise God, skin and hair was bleached white as snow, but he was ready to go for God. He was ready to go in the right direction. God had got his attention, and he went into Nineveh. He preached to Nineveh. He said, "Repent," and praise God. What did they do? He went up there and sat down, and he watched them. He said, "God, I knowed you'd do this." Nineveh began to be moved by God Almighty, and they began to repent in sackcloth and ashes. Amen. Down to the very king, praise God, they begin to re-evaluate the situation, and they begin to repent of their sin, their wickedness. They got rid of her idols and began to worship God. Amen. But here we have about 150 years later, or a little less than that, we have Nahum. He's preaching to the same people, the Assyrians. He's preaching to Nineveh. He said, hey, listen, you had your opportunity. He said, you had your change. He said, but now you've done messed up, and it's a coming. Amen. He said, yeah, what God promised was coming, what Jonah told you was coming, said it's coming. And hey, praise God, ain't nobody can do anything about it. Judgment's coming. I mean, I don't want to fall into the wrath of an angry God. Praise God, I want to be on His side, praise God, every day of my life. I want to see God moving, praise God. I want to see God helping. But we see here in Nahum, we see a battle that's set in array. And battle in the streets, praise God, here in Nahum as he's beginning to minister to these people. And he's beginning to prophesy these things that would come to pass. And it wasn't but just a little while after that he prophesied it. And less than 100 years later, it happened just almost down to the letter of what Nahum said would take place. Amen. I want to tell you, this Bible is more accurate than today's newspaper. Amen. It's a whole lot more accurate than today's weathermen. Somebody say amen right there. Amen. It's far more accurate than anything that we could rely on. So we see that the time's coming that Nineveh is going to be smitten. It's going to be destroyed. But we see here as Nahum's laying it out, and he's talking to these watchmen. And he said, the watchmen on the walls to take care of what's going. Now, I just want you to envision this as it plays out here for us in Nahum's writing, in his vision, what he's laying out for the Assyrians, what he's laying out for the Nineveh explicitly. He said that these watchmen on these walls is going to be watching, and they're going to see it coming. They're going to see the enemy approaching, verse number one. Amen. So they said you need to be ready because the enemy's, I won't say the enemy's always approaching. The enemies always are coming out. Hey, even when it seems like the enemy's in retreat, it's just retreating to regroup to come at you again. We need to be constantly vigilant of the enemy. The enemy is that's within. The enemy is that which was without. The enemy is all around us today. But praise God, I'm glad there's a God of heaven that's in us, that's greater than anything that's on the outside. He's in us. He's greater than anything else that's on the inside. When we put our faith and trust in Him, praise God, He makes that difference. So we see the invasion, we see the battle, praise God. He said they set up on the wall. And notice this, He said they see them in these scarlet uniforms. As were blood. Isn't it ironic that the Assyrians at Nineveh, when they would go out to battle, that they would take and they would dip their apparel in blood to the cuffs and the things of their garments were soaked in blood. And they done it to sock out the enemy to say, hey, listen, we've done shed the blood of many and we're going to shed the blood again. They were a wicked people. They were a people with no compassion. They was a people with no caring. Amen. It kind of doesn't. Don't, we can't be disillusioned because it's kind of the world that we're living in today. The same kind of people with no caring, no compassion. Amen. For a lost and a dying world. So we see as they come before the Assyrians and they come in scarlet uniforms and scarlet shields. And they come in swift chariots. Amen. See, that was what would get the people. They would be swift, these swift chariots that they would motivate in and that they would move in with. And there was no way to outrun or get away from these swift chariots that would come at them. But they see it and it takes place. And they call up and the general tries to assemble his forces as these chariots come and said they're raging in the streets and the shield of the mighty men are in red and the valiant men are in scarlet and the sharp chariots shall be with flaming torches. As in the day of preparation, the fir trees shall be terribly shaken. See what we're seeing here? We're seeing the symbol. And you know the chariots, they would put them knives on the chariot wheels. And so when they run in amongst the people, those chariot wheels would slice and dice as they went. And they cut everything to pieces that they touched. Amen. It's not a bad thing when you're on the giving side. But it's a bad thing when you're on the getting side. Amen. Hey, listen, it's not a bad, do bad when you're on the giving side of sin and iniquity. But it's a pretty bad thing when you're on the getting side of sin and iniquity. Amen? A day is a judgment day for everything. We'll all stand and give account on that judgment. So we see these chariots, we see these knives as are reflecting in the sunlight as they're coming into Nineveh, coming in at the Syrians as the watchmen are watching the walls. Amen. He says in verse number 5, he said, he shall recount his worthies. They shall stumble in their walk. They shall make haste to the wall thereof. And the defense shall be prepared. So we see the general as he calls up his worthies. Now these are the best of the best. These are the bravest that he has. And he calls them up. And as they're running to assemble, as they're running to get together, it says they're literally falling all over each other. They're so caught up. Hey, they've never been pursued like this. They've never been in the brunt of the battle in this fashion. Amen. I tell you, friends, we need to be careful. We need to be vigilant. We can be caught up in the brunt of the battle at any day. And we need somebody on their side that can make a difference. Somebody that can, as they go between, praise God, between us and the enemy. Amen. Praise God. They gather together, the mighty, the bravest. They stumble over one another trying to get to their places. They can't move fast enough. Amen. Praise the Lord. Even though they're the fittest, the best, but they can't get there quick enough. They're assembling, they're falling over each other to defend. And he said, defense shall be prepared. They had a defense that was set up that they could put along the walls, a defense that was movable. It was readily movable. Or whether the defense was needed at one point or another, they could readily move it to that position. Amen? But you need to know from whence the enemy was coming. Amen. We need to know today where the enemy's coming from to be prepared for battle. I wonder today, it's just a smorgasbord of enemies. There's a whole lot of people out in the world today that don't like Americans. Amen. There's a whole lot of people today that don't like Israelis. Amen. There's a whole lot of people today that's against the things and the people that stand for God and godliness. Man, I read an article yesterday said Islam's growing as one of the fastest religions in the world in leaps and bounds. But praise God, I'm glad God Almighty's still on the throne and he's still working, because he said the people of Iran had been caught up in Islam for years, are turning their back on Islam, and they're accepting Christianity, and they're wanting to hear that good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody was a watchman on the wall. Somebody said something, praise God, that caught their attention, that got their eye, and caught their ear, and they're listening, praise God, like they've never listened before. Amen. It pays to be ready. It pays to prepare. It pays to have that watchman on the wall. Somebody, praise God, to cry out and set the battle in array. Amen. It needs to be me and you. We need to be those watchmen on the wall. We need to be setting the battle. We need to be proclaiming that, praise God, the victories in Jesus. We need to begin pressing and picking a side. Whose side we're on. So we see these invaders come in. Verse number 6 said, the gates of the river shall be opened and the palace shall be dissolved. Now, you know, if you've ever studied this, Nineveh had moats around it. Not only was it a fortified city, but it had moats and there was water in it. Amen? But these the combatants had come and they had dammed up the rivers and they had diverted different waters in different directions until they flood out the city. Where there's nowhere to run. So they start taking up the dry land where they have nowhere to flee to. See, that's what the devil does today. He takes up the dry, he takes the places that we have to flee to, and he takes them away. That's why the devil would like to destroy the church today. That's why the devil would like to destroy a home where mom and daddy and junior love the Lord and seeking his appearing. Amen. The devil would like to take away that fortitude that we have. Put us in isolation, praise God, desolated from the world and from God. isolated. Amen. But they release this water. And when it does, it destroys the part of the wall of the city. Amen. That wall of the city, that's at the, that would keep out the enemy. That was that fortitude that they had, praise God, of a place of safety. Not only did it take out part of the city, but it took out the palace. The palace was dissolved. Amen. It was taken out. Amen. And the people start to panic and they start to flee. That's what people do when they don't know what to do. Amen. That's why God's people are supposed to be brought up in nurtured admonition, Lord, praise God, so we're never caught in a position that we don't know what to do. You say, well, Pastor, what do? We call upon the Lord. Amen. We call upon the Lord, trust and believing that He will help us because He's promised He would, that He would guide us and direct us. He would give us strength. He would give us the strength. They told Jeremiah, he said, to be strong in the Lord. Amen. To encourage ourselves in the Lord. Praise God. We see it plays out as the invaders come. They dam up the river. They flood the city. They wash out most of the palace. It says, Huzaba shall be led away captive. Now, I studied and studied, and I've never been able to find, Brother Jeff, in here, a prince or a princess or a queen or a king by this name. And so from the writings of Nahum, I have to assume that when they're talking about this, they're talking about Nineveh. Amen. This people of Nineveh. And that name literally means to establish and to decree and to be fixed. See, they thought they were established. They thought they were fixed. They thought there was nobody that could come against them. I want to tell you, friend, we're no match for the devil. They were no match for the devil. There's nobody that's any match for the devil. The only match he ever had was Lord Jesus Christ, who superseded him in power and in might. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. He is the one. Praise God. He is the only victor over the devil and his tactics. Praise be to God. Amen. The Bible says here that they'd be stripped and captured and led away. Zuba shall be led away captive. She shall be brought up. Her maid shall lead her as with a voice of doves tabering upon their breast. Amen. And said, but Nineveh is of old like a pool of water. Amen. That's because of the waters around her. Because of the moats. But now she's flooded. That place of safety, that place of sanctity that they thought they had was taken away. What do you do now? What happens when the place that you love, that place of sanctity, that place of safety is taken away? We need those places. That's why the church has always been called the sanctuary of the Lord. The church has always been a place where we can come in out of the weather and out of the storm, a place where we can find safety from the world, where we can find safety from sin, where we can get away from ourselves for a moment in time. Amen. We need that sanctuary. We need that safety. Praise the Lord. Because when it comes time to flee, there's nowhere to run. Said the general begins to cry out. You see the watchman, you see the approach, you see the people attired in their scarlet, their chariots with the blades ablazing as flames. They're coming in, praise God, it doesn't seem like anybody can stop them. The chariots are raging in the street, and they think they should be able to prevail over them, but there's no prevailing over them this time because God Almighty has made a determination. He had given them their chance, praise God, to repent and stay with God. But they turned their back on God. They went a different direction, so God's wrath has come. And said verse number 8, Nineveh is like a pool of water, yet they shall flee away. Now watch this. They're running for their lives. They're fleeing the city like a rat running off of a sinking ship. And the generals are screaming, hollering. He said, stand, stand. They shall cry. He said, stand your positions. He don't give them an inch. Stay the course. Amen.
But how do you stay a course if you have nothing to stay for? That's why America has always been the pride of the world, because we have something to stand for. These other countries, the other communist regimes, they don't have anything to offer to people because they're ungodly nations. But God Almighty has always been a part of our belief in the Lord, in the United States of America. And when we go to battle, we have something to stand for. Amen. Have something to believe in. We believe in the good God of heaven. When they begin to cry out, they begin to flee, and he began to cry, "Stand, stand." Amen. And said many of them were taken captive. The city was pillaged. Amen. We see it playing out before our eyes. There's none that shall look back. When he's screaming out, he said, "Hey, stop. Just take a stand. Stop. Ain't nothing to stop for." And they just keep running and running and not looking back. Amen. Can you see this playing? I can see this playing out in the United States of America and the places in the world today. People will just be giving up and giving in because they don't have a foundation to stand upon. We need to be prepared for battle tonight, to stand and fight, praise God, for what we believe in. In the Lord Jesus Christ and his morality, praise God, what he offers us that no one else can give us. Everybody's wanting a lot of free stuff. Half of this world's lost their mind. Everybody just wants something free. I mean, I won't tell you tonight that, friends, there's nothing free in this world. If you're going to have anything in this world, you've got to work for it. You've got to get out there and you've got to put yourself forth in order to have anything. Amen? We can't count on somebody else to give it to us. We have to trust the Lord, number one. And we have to do our best, praise God, to achieve that we desire. And praise God, there's nothing that'll help us get there more than our faithfulness to Lord Jesus Christ. We see them face it. We see them desert their post. Amen? And the Lord speaks up. Verse number 9, verse number 10. He says, "Take ye the spoil of silver and take the spoil of gold, for there is none end of the story and glory out of all the pleasant furniture." He said, "Hey, go ahead and help yourself to all the things, because it was gotten, it was ill begotten of these Ninevites." Praise God. He said, it doesn't belong to them. Praise God. It's the good God of heaven that provides everything. He said, "Go in and take your spoil." He said, when it's all said and done, he says this, she is empty, she's void and waste. And the heart melteth, and the knees smite together, and much pain is in all the loins, and the faces of them all gather in blackness. He said, every bit of their courage is gone. Those that stood so proud, those that stood so steadfast, those that were so confident in who they were, we better be careful not to be too confident in ourselves. We need to put our confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Because he's the kind of confidence that's going to stand. He said they're going to come in, they're going to pillage, they're going to take it all away. Everything that they thought they had acquired, amen, to their good. God said he's going to use it against them. Because that's why the people's going to come to get those things, praise God, that they took upon themselves. And bring a reckoning of God Almighty upon them and upon their people. Amen. To the city being pillaged. Verse number 11, he talks about their identity. Listen to what he says. He said, "Where is the dwelling of the lions and the feeding place of the young lions?" See, that was the symbol of the Ninevites. Their symbol was of a lion. Amen. That was the symbol. That was what was on a lot of their images and their structures. It was a picture of a lion. Some of them with wings as eagles, and some of them with heads of men, to specify their speed and their wisdom that they had. But it doesn't matter the speed and the wisdom that we have outside Lord God Almighty. He still is God supreme. None of us can outrun him. None of us can outthink him. Amen. He knows where you're at. He knows what's going on in your head. Praise the Lord. So we see these images. Amen. We see these lines. We see the wings. We see the heads. We see the wisdom, the swiftness, the wisdom. We see the fierceness that's portrayed here in these peoples. And sometimes we'll get the thinking, oh man, aren't they something, a spectacle to be seen? They're nothing compared. No, in all their magnificence, they're nothing to be compared to the Lord Jesus Christ, to the power of His might. Amen? He said, the lion, he said, where is the dwelling of lions and the feeding place of the young lions? Where the lion, even the old lion walketh, and the lions whelp, and none made them afraid. He said, where is that place now? Amen. When they had all this confidence before, when they was caught up in their security and what they had. Now, I want to say, if you don't have security in the Lord, praise God, you have no security at all. We need our security in the Lord. It don't matter if you live in a fortified city. Now, I don't know about you, myself, if I was a super rich man, I'd like to have me a place in about the middle of 100 acres with a fence all the way around it. Amen? I'm like Daniel Boone. I told somebody the other day, said, I'm seeing way too much of my neighbor's smoke. Amen? I like open places. I feel like they're boxing me in. They're building houses and developments all around me. Amen? Praise God. I guess I just have to do the best what I got. It looks like it's getting more of an opportunity to evangelize. Thought about getting me a loudspeaker and getting up on top of the hill. Praying me some gospel music, praise God, and preaching the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ, lifting up my Savior. Amen. See how long them folks stay. You know the folks from other places, I'll just say. Amen. Coming here that love North Carolina, but we don't do that like that at the house. I said, bye-bye. Amen. But praise God, listen, so it doesn't matter how we set ourselves off and how we fortify ourselves. The enemy has a way to get in. Amen. It's coming. So we have to decide, praise God, that they couldn't stand against the Lord. See, it was the Lord that was doing this. Amen. He said, the lion did tear in pieces enough for his whelps and strangled for his lionesses and filled his holes with prey and his dens with raven. Amen. What are you saying? He said, hey, listen, all the wealth was brought in. It was piled. The coffers was full. They was running over. They had everything that you could imagine to have in this world. We can have everything that you can imagine having in this world. And it'll never be enough. It'll never be enough to keep you protected from those outside forces of the world, from the fierceness of the devil, and from the anger of a mighty God. We have the invasion, we have the battle, but we have a victory. Amen. On this time, it's a victory from by the enemy, amen, of these people. But these people, you have to remember, was the enemy of Judah. Amen. They were constantly at Judah. They were constantly trying to dissuade God's people. That's why whenever God anointed old Jonah and said, Jonah, I want you to go over there and preach to Nineveh. Amen. Jonah said, what? He said, oh, okay, Lord. I'll go, Lord. He went down there to the station. He ordered him, bought him a ticket for it was for Tarsus. He said, I'm going, Lord, but I'm going just the other way as I can go. Amen. Praise God. But I wonder to myself, I was thinking about this yesterday. I said out there and said, I wonder what would happen if Jonah would have been sincere in his preaching. Amen. Had been sincere, praise God. And when they repented in sackcloth and ashes, what if he had been sincere in his follow-up and his evangelism? Amen. If he had stayed the course and he had kept preaching them, and he would have showed them the love of God. See, it's different than just preach and try to get somebody in. We got to try to instruct them in the truth, praise God, so they can have a foundation, praise God, that is in the Lord Jesus Christ, so they can have something to build upon. See, they built upon what they thought was their wisdom and their fierceness and all those things. It was really just greed. Amen? It was really just greed. Get all that you can and count all that you get. That's what it was about. Amen? God said, hey, listen, I don't put up with that. He said, you better be prepared for battle. So they had the watchmen's on the wall. And they cried out, but there was no slowing them down. When judgment came from God, there's no slowing it down. It's coming. It's coming at a fast pace. It's coming faster than we can ever even imagine. But we need to be ready, praise God. We need to be on the Lord's side. Because He says this, closing verse 13, He said, behold, I am against thee, saith the Lord of hosts. I will burn her chariots in the smoke, and the sword shall devour thy young lions. And I will cut off thy prey from the earth, and the voice of thy messengers, now watch this, shall no more be heard. No more opportunity. Amen. No more opportunity to do it right. No more opportunity to get it right. They had an opportunity. They had a chance. Listen, folks, this side of eternity, we don't have but one opportunity to get it right. We have to prepare for the battle, and we have to be ready to fight every night, every day, every morning. Amen. You say, what do we fight with? Our weapon is the Word of God. We have to stand upon the truth, what God says, without fear or compromise. Amen. That's what Nineveh could have done, but she compromised the Word of God. And the prophet said, just a little while after Nahum had told him, he said, hey, listen, this is coming. But they never changed their ways. They never changed their ways. They never turned away from the stuff of this world and turned back to God. They continued to believe a lie. They continued to live the lie. Amen. You know, we live the life today, right? We're Americans. Land of the free and the home of the brave. I mean, we're only the land of free because of the brave. Because they were some men and women, praise God, that would stand up, that had a backbone like a saw log, and say, you know what? We're not going to compromise. We're not going to give an inch on what we believe. Amen. Praise God. It's time to prepare for battle. It's time to make a decision of what we believe and to stand upon our faith. Our faith, Lord Jesus Christ, what He's done for us. We're coming to the end of the battle, the end of the road. I think we're approaching the end of dispensation of grace. I've been saying, come March, I'll be here 20 years, and I've been saying 20 years. We're coming to the end of dispensation of grace. You say, well, preacher, you've been saying, yeah, but hey, listen, we're closer now than we were. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We're closer than we were. And we're coming down to the wire. We're coming down to the end. And the most important thing, praise God, is where we'll be found when Jesus comes. When that call goes out. Whether it be by the grave or whether it be in the rapture. Amen. Where we're found then is what matters. Be found in the Lord serving Him, praise God, not like the Assyrians, not like the Ninevites who turned from God, who turned to God and from God. But we'll be those that will stay with Him so that we can finish our course, so that we can finish well, so that the Lord one day will look upon us and He'll say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. I don't know about you, but I want to be found as a good and faithful servant of the Lord all the way to the end of the way. Hey, none of us knows what we'll have to go through before we get out of here. The man talking to a preacher the other day, and he said he wasn't afraid of dying. He was just afraid of what he might have to go through before he got there. I know what he's talking about. Amen? What we might have to go through, we don't know. But as we preach this morning, praise God, we just got to trust in the Lord. Just believe on Him. Put our faith and trust in Him. Because He's promised He'll direct us and help us. And one day, in a little while, He'll call us home. I read over in a book in John chapter 14 that there's a man named Jesus that went to prepare a place for us. And He said, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive. Well, I like that word, don't you? And receive you. Amen. Unto me, unto myself. that where I am, there you may be also. Praise God, I'm glad there's a place. And I'm glad there's a place prepared for every one of us that's prepared to go for that place. You say, preacher, how do you know? Because I'm a looking and I'm a waiting on the Lord to come get me. Man, I'm waiting on him to come get me, to take me home. You say, you mean that little old place over there off Pine Brook Road? No. Amen, that's just a dwelling place here that he's letting me rent. Amen, I'm looking for that glorious place in heaven beside my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, where I'll be with him forever. Amen. That's where I'm staking my claim. That's where I'm putting my trust. Amen. That's where my hope is. It lies over yonder in a glorious city. Amen. A city whose builder and maker is God. One of these days we're going to be there. And I hope to see you there. Amen. We need to prepare for the battle because it's coming. Amen. The devil's a fighting sore. He likes to destroy God's people. But we just need to be prepared for the battle. Just stay in the fight. The good fight of faith. Amen. God said he would see us through. Amen. We can just go ahead and just proclaim victory in Jesus. Amen. Because we're winners either way. Praise God. We're victors. Amen. Because him. Because he's already won. Amen. He's already won. You can already proclaim victory in Jesus. Now we sing that song, victory in Jesus. Don't ever get old. Because we can all proclaim victory in Jesus. Okay, amen. Because we have it. And one day we'll get to be in the presence of victory in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.